This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. In Maharashtra, the leaders of Mahayuti, including BJP's Devendra Fadnavis, Shiv Sena leader and caretaker Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and NCP's Ajit Pawar, met with Maharashtra Governor CP Radhakrishnan at Raj Bhavan in Mumbai today to stake a claim to form a government. They submitted a letter signed by a total of 237 MLAs from the Mahayuti to the Governor. BJP Central Observers, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitaraman and former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, along with other leaders, were also present. Senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis is set to become the next chief minister of the state. He will take oath for the third time tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. in Mumbai's Azad Maidan. Meanwhile, in Jharkhand, the expansion of the cabinet of Hemant Soren government will take place tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. in Ranchi. A total of 11 ministers are scheduled to take oath at Raj Bhavan. The Rajya Sabha has passed the Boilers Bill 2024. It repeals the Boilers Act 1923. The bill will enhance safety as specific provisions have been made in the bill to ensure the safety of persons working inside a boiler and the repair of boilers undertaken by qualified and competent persons. The government has said that 60 districts have been freed from the menace of left-wing extremism, LWE, in the country during the last 5 years. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today, Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai said that following the resolute implementation of the National Policy and Action Plan to address LWE, the scenario has improved significantly both in terms of reduced violence and constriction of its geographical spread. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar emphasized the critical importance of peace and stability in border areas as a foundation for fostering better relations between India and China. Speaking in the Rajya Sabha today on recent developments in India's relations with China, Dr. Jaishankar noted that discussions between the two countries in the coming days will focus on de-escalation and effective border management. Political leaders across parties have condemned the assassination attempt on Punjab's former Deputy Chief Minister, Mr. Sukhbir Singh Badal, today. In a social media post, Punjab Chief Minister, Mr. Bhagwan Singh Mann, has condemned the attack. Mr. Mann said directions have been issued to Punjab police to inquire about the entire incident and submit the report at the earliest. Punjab's senior BJP leader, Manoranjan Khalia, while condemning the attack in the presence of police, has demanded the resignation of the Chief Minister. Senior Shiromani Akali Dal leader, Dr. Daljeet Singh Chima, has demanded a judicial inquiry into the attack to find out the conspiracy behind it. Earlier in the day, an assassination attempt has been made on Punjab's former Deputy Chief Minister, Sukhbir Singh Badal, at the entrance of the Golden Temple in Amritsar. However, he escaped unhurt. Mr. Badal was serving penance given by the Sri Akal Takht recently while sitting on a wheelchair at the entrance when the attempt was made. ISRO has rescheduled the launch of PSLV C-59 Proba 3 mission due to anomaly detected in the spacecraft. The launch is now scheduled for tomorrow at 16:12 from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota. Earlier, it was to be launched at 4:08 this afternoon. Domestic benchmark equity indices today maintain their positive trajectory, supported by gains in realty and banking stocks. The 30-share BSE Sensex added 110 points to close at 80,956, and the NSE Nifty 50 ended nearly flat, marginally up by 10 points to settle at 24,467. In the Under-19 Asia Cup today, India won a Group A one-day international cricket match against host United Arab Emirates by 10 wickets at Sharjah Cricket Stadium. UAE set a target of 138 runs after winning the toss and electing to bat. They were all out in 44 overs. Chasing the target, India scored 143 runs without loss in just 16.1 overs. In another Group A match of the Asia Cup today at Dubai International Stadium, Pakistan won by 180 runs against Japan. Chasing the target of 244 runs, Japan were all out, scoring just 63 runs in 29 over. In hockey, India will face Pakistan in the final of the Men's Hockey Junior Asia Cup in Muscat, Oman this evening. The match is set to begin at 8:30 this evening. Defending champions India, unbeaten in the tournament, are aiming for their fifth title and a third consecutive victory in this event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.